Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
We're going to get stuck into the golf. Rory McIlroy now 3 under after 6 holes. He's tied for the lead at the WGC event in Mexico. This comes against the backdrop of what, let's be very honest, wasn't a great surprise, but this morning confirming in an interview with BBC Northern Ireland that he will not play at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open later on this year. He's going to prefer instead to play at the Scottish Open, which takes place the following weekend, and then we'll use that as his preparation for the Open Championship at Portrush. He's obviously following through on comments made before Christmas, where he said he would try and avoid playing in 3 weeks, culminating in a major championship. Here's a little bit about what he's had to say about his decision to opt out of the Irish Open.
If there's ever a year where I feel like I can miss the Irish Open, it's this year. It's a perfect storm. It's the Open's at Portrush. If I were to play the Irish Open, the Open Championship would be my third event in a row. And for me personally, that's not the best way to prepare for what could be the biggest event of my life. So I want to give myself the best chance to win the Open Championship. And that's not discrediting, and that's not, you know, belittling the Irish Open in any way, but if I want to give myself the best possible chance to win the Open Championship, I want to play the week before to get tuned up on a links course, and then I want to go straight into the Open. That third week is just a little too much for me. And like, I love the Irish Open. I've supported it my whole career. The people of Ireland are still going to see me play golf because I'm going to play the Open Championship, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people travelling from down south to see us play. But if there's any year to miss the Irish Open, it is this one, and I just hope people will understand, because I'm not doing it for any other reason than I think it gives me the best chance to win the Open Championship.
That's Rory McIlroy chatting to the BBC. Gary, if this is his honestly held opinion that in order for him to win a major, he can't play 3 weeks in a row, and it means missing out on the Irish Open for 1 year, who are we to castigate him?
No, we're not. I mean, he totally revived the Irish Open. It wouldn't be a Rolex event only for him. The Irish Open in Killarney was subsidised by the European Tour at $1.5 million purse. It's now a $7 million purse. McIlroy saved it single-handedly. Him, and to be fair to him, his JP Fitzgerald, his caddy, had a chat with Colin McLaughlin at Dubai Duty Free. And JP also deserves a lot of credit for that. It's just disappointing for Gary Murphy, that 12, 13-year-old kid who wants to go to the Irish Open to see Rory McIlroy. That's the main reason. Even if you take the commerciality out of the whole thing, that's why it's really disappointing. But I completely understand that if he feels, and good thing when Rory opens his mouth, you can be sure that he's saying what he feels. If he thinks that's going to give him the best chance to win a Royal Portrush, that's what he needs to do. The problem is that he's now, well, the good thing is that he's going to stay as a member of the European Tour, but it's just a slant the whole time on the European Tour. It just makes the whole thing feel like they're the poor relation. He wouldn't behave like this towards the PGA Tour.
But he's not the only player who seems to have a gripe with the PGA Tour and how the PGA Tour is structuring its calendar, and I don't want to say it's kind of trying to rule with an iron fist, but the narrative around the European Tour is, lads, here's our party. If you don't want to be a part of it, we're going to punish you.
True. But the party is a lot better than the party used to be.
Is he falling victim to the fact that because of the profile he has as a European golfer, he's a guy who answers a question with a relatively honest answer, that he has probably been construed as being more vocal, a critic of the European Tour than some others because he speaks his mind?
Possibly, but he's in a position to criticise if he wants to, because he's box office. I was covering the first event in Abu Dhabi this year, and it was noticeable the fact that McIlroy wasn't there on the attendance. I mean, he is the marquee guy. Justin Rose is world number one. He's European, but McIlroy is still the biggest draw. And listen, he's a sole trader. He can go play where he wants to play. It's just the language at times seems a little bit disparaging towards the European Tour, and the European Tour being my home tour as such. I have, you know, a great affiliation for it. And I always, I'm of the opinion, if they all stayed at home and played in Europe, it would be as strong as the PGA Tour. Mm. But they don't want to do that. America is an easier tour to play from the point of view of travel and all that goes with it, and the pension fund and all of that. But they're trying so hard in Europe to improve things, and these are just knocks that they don't need.
But the reality of life in modern golf is that it is success is measured by the obscenity of earnings, first and foremost, on a yearly basis. Okay, your career retrospectively is measured in majors and what you've won, but is it only natural with the culture that's developed around golf at that level that they are going to gravitate to not only where the bigger prize money is, but where also the bigger appearance fees are?
Yeah, but then if you go, if you look at what the European Tour have done, if you go to the last event, the DP World event, and you win that event, more than likely you're going to win the tour. You're going to pick up €5 million for that week's work. Now, I know it's a season's work, but it's €2.5 million first prize the week before, and €2.5 million. So they've, like, the strides that the European Tour have made are colossal. But unless you have all the top guys buying in, they can't move on again. And, you know, the PGA Tour, listen, if I was Rory McIlroy, I'd probably base myself in the States and play the PGA Tour, because he's married to an American girl, and it all kind of makes sense. We're just a little bit selfish in wanting to have our cake and eat it and have him here too.
And he spoke today as well about the fact that his parents spend the vast amount of the year in Florida at this stage. A lot of his family are spending an increased amount of time in America.
Yeah,
that his life is increasingly in America.
They spent time in Dubai when he was out playing in Dubai too. I mean, mum and dad are going to go where Rory is.
Yeah, well, I think the point he was making was they now have homes in Florida, which is... Anyway, that's...
There'll probably be a few people from the NOLA beside him in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, a gated community. He spoke separately today about the fact that, you know, he is obviously going to bring an added sense of pressure on himself now amongst Irish golf fans, that he has now made this decision, and you can be damn sure people are going to be queuing up to tear the head off him on Twitter and social media on the Saturday of the Open if he suddenly finds himself well out of commission.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, he's shot 61 around Royal Port Rush when he's
as a 15, teenager,
15 years of age, so it's, you know, on paper, it's not a penalty kick, but that will be the one that he would love to win. But the thing that worries me is this, is he setting a precedent? Is this the way he's slowly going to slip away?
Okay.
You know, that's what worries me.
Let's hear a little bit about what he said separately about the Open and the prospect of winning it at what is his home course.
You know, everyone will talk up this year and every year about me trying to win the Masters, but if I could pick one tournament to win this year, it would be Portrush. I would definitely leave Augusta on the back burner and say, if I could win at Portrush, win the Open Championship, lift the claret jug there, that would be... I'm trying not to think about it because I think I would get overexcited. But it's a... I never thought I'd play a major at home in Northern Ireland. So yeah, I think it would be the biggest achievement of my career if I were able to do that.
It's fairly... Like, you can't...
Yeah, I don't believe it though. I mean...
Do you not?
No. Well, if he wins in Augusta, he wins the Grand Slam. End of story. That's bigger than... Winning the Grand Slam is bigger than winning the Open Championship in Royal Port Rush, in my opinion.
But do you think, in his opinion... The prospect of winning it at the course where he basically fell in love with the game eclipses that for him. Realistically, will he ever play another Open at Portrush?
Oh, I would say so, yeah.
But
like he won't.
Significantly down the line.
If it doesn't clash for the Irish Open, maybe.
No, but
He's 29 now, so, you know, in the next dozen years, it'll definitely come back to Portrush. So, will he be at the top of the game then? Nobody knows. But. You cannot deny the fact that if he wins at Augusta National in less than 2 months' time, he's making history. He's one of only, what, five other people that have won the Grand Slam. So they're both huge in their own right. Maybe he's trying to deflect a little bit away from Augusta. I'm just really happy. If Rory's out there playing well, doing his thing, I'm happy to watch him, because I was fortunate enough to spend time with him when he came out on tour. I still really like the guy. I think he's a phenomenal golf game. He's by far the best player in the world if he's in the right space to do what he wants to do. Possibly this is what he's trying to do to get back there. Time will tell whether he's making the right decision or not.
So we look at the calendar. You've got a prize fund of $7 million for the Irish Open. You have a prize fund of $7 million for the Scottish Open, which takes place the following week. Is the biggest challenge for the Irish Open its place in the schedule? How many guys do you envisage will come to Ireland and spend a week in Lahinch, take Scotland off then as a prep for the Open?
There's two ways of looking at it. I would, if I was managing these top players, I would say you'd be better off playing Dubai Duty Free, Irish Open, La Hinch. Get used to links. You can hang out in Ireland for a week and put into practice what you found out that given week, and then go up to Port Rush and play your Open Championship. You could also go to not play an Irish Open and go to the Scottish Open the week beforehand, get caught up in a hooly for 4 days at the Scottish Open, and your swing can be all over the place. And then you have to get to Port Rush Monday, Tuesday, try fix it, and then get into major championship mindset. So there's different ways of looking at it. I would rather, if I were a top player approaching trying to get the most out of my game for the Open Championship, I would play at an Irish Open and have that week off in between, hang out down the west of Ireland or wherever and add to your prep and then cruise up to.
Okay. Do you have thoughts on this, Bernard?
I just wondered how difficult it is to go 3 weeks in a row.
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's
simple. So, you know what I mean? So that happens.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But obviously he has looked at where his success has come in the majors before, and he obviously is of the opinion that for him he can't do 3 weeks in a row.
I know what Retief Houston won in Slaley Hall in horrible weather up in the northeast of England, and they went over and won the US Open. Like, there's no exact science to this. They haven't worked it out yet.
No, but if his personal opinion is I can't do 3 weeks and this is what I need to do, and you know, he could go in the majors this year and shoot the lights out and be proven completely right. So if that's his honestly held opinion of what helps him for the majors,
that's what he thinks at the moment. It all changes. He's going to play 7 events prepping for the Masters this year. He played 10 a couple of years ago. They're all trying to work this out. This is why golf is such an incredibly difficult game, because you cannot set yourself up to go, right, this is the week that I have it. They're all, as much as they prep, they have their team around them trying to narrow it down. You're still on the hoof a lot with golf, and a lot they follow one another like sheep as well. If one guy is doing it and it works, then they look at, well, like Brooks Koepka wins the US Open the last 2 years. He doesn't have a tournament in between the Open, so he's a month off after winning the US Open. Then he goes to the Open Championship, doesn't perform. You can guarantee he'll have an event this year, but there's no exact science to it. Porrick used to say, I can't, you know, play more than 3 in a row. And then one season he won his 4th event in a row. So, and I was kind of slagging him, you know, what happened to that? I can only play 3 in a row. So they're still trying to work this out. This season, in Rory's mindset, where he's at is he doesn't want to play 3 in a row. And that's fine if he thinks that's where it's at. But I just think some of these guys don't play enough golf.
Okay. And the reality is he can't win. Whatever he does, he's criticised. So the proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, this is absolutely. And he's not afraid to, I think he's, well, what's obvious is he's not afraid to actually make the hard decision and risk public backlash.
Which is great.
Yeah, it is good. You know, if that's what he believes is the best prep, well then, you know, you have to trust him on that. But it is obviously a disappointment for the Irish Open.
Is McIlroy's move today not going to undo all the good work he did for the Irish Open absolutely over the last few years and set the event backwards?
Listen, he's given millions to charity on this island through his foundation. Not absolutely not for 1 second. He completely revived the Irish Open. He won €666,000 in the Cake Club and gave it away to local charities. So, not for a millisecond. I'm completely judging him as a professional golfer.
McIlroy's problems isn't that he can't do it 3 weeks in a row. It's that of late he can't do it on a Sunday when he's in contention.
Yes, he's got to get back to winning ways. There's no denying that, but nobody knows that more than him. And no one is keener than him to do that either.
It's hard on Paul McGinley, who will host the event this year. And presumably, if you're Paul, do you come out and address this and try and get it put to bed in terms of not letting it overshadow everything that will be spoken of in advance of the event?
It is hard on Paul. It's certainly not anything personal towards Paul, and Paul will understand that. I have no doubt that they will put on a phenomenal Irish Open in La Hinch. There's a huge amount of work that's gone on in the background already. Paul is in Mexico this week working for Sky. He'll be all over the players trying to get guys to come, and I've no doubt that we'll get a good field. But it's it's still a tournament that you have to go see. I mean, La Hinch is one of the most famous golf courses in this country. The atmosphere will be phenomenal. It'll be a carnival atmosphere down there. I used to go down there as a kid for the south of Ireland. It's a brilliant place, and just because Rory is playing is absolutely no reason not to go down and see loads of other world stars.
Okay. Well, we'll wait and see how it plays out. So come here, we'll wish him well. And he's made a rod for his back if it doesn't go well for him, but he's big enough and old enough to realise that's the case.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you got to go with your convictions on this.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.